Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. On November 28, we celebrated Thanksgiving, and Christmas will be here before we know it. Christmas trees will be decorated with lights and gifts all around. Here in the United States, we have so much to be grateful for. For much of the year, we're so busy, we don't take the time to appreciate what we have. Unemployment at a record low of 3.5%. Individuals coming into the workforce that had been on the sidelines for too long. Companies looking for labor are reaching down to individuals that maybe didn't go to college, but with some training, they can satisfy the company needs. You read that income in the last year only rose 3%, but our low-income workers got a 7% boost, and that's a lot. They work so hard on the farm and repairing combines and building houses on and on. I love them. Fly the stars and stripes and give our pledge of allegiance and sing the national anthem. Standing proud of our country reminds me of Colin Kaepernick, who played for San Francisco. He quit standing and took a knee during the national anthem in 2016. Disrespect for the flag has cost him, as it should. His protests of social injustice and police brutality is fine, but not when they play the national anthem. He isn't playing for any team now. The NFL arranged a league tryout for him in November, and that didn't work out. When I turn on the TV and watch Sunday football, I don't miss that ungrateful protester. We have something else that makes me cheer. Remember in 2016 when President Trump ran for office? He pledged to rewrite the trade agreement with Canada and Mexico. We have a deal now. Now it needs to be ratified. All of this good news competes with the impeachment noise. It seems to be the only thing the Democrats are working on. We don't have a budget for this year. We don't have a spending plan. Congress has only a few days to get this done, and if they don't, we'll shut down the government or pass another continuing resolution. It's not surprising that Congress has such a low approval rating. They've earned it. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.